And we are on Being Community Radio. This is Oria. And tonight we are going to be discussing, chatting.
What, you wait until the show starts to adjust your microphone? You can do it beforehand. We're sitting here for like 15 minutes. Now he's adjusting.
Now you got your intro right there. Well, I guess you definitely see, this is the first time Sam, you know, isn't engineering the show in quite some time.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I'm kind of doing the show in quite some time. I guess I have been coming in sporadically. And the main reason why I have been coming in sporadically is, quite frankly, I've been overwhelmed. Have you ever been overwhelmed?
Oh, yeah.
I've been overwhelmed with the changes and shifts and the transitions. And it's just sometimes it feels like I am back at square one. And sometimes I realize how far I've come. Yeah. Sometimes I know how much work I've done on myself and how much I'm actually enjoying my life. And sometimes it feels like just like it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, even 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've discovered about the change process, the journey of transformation. It's something that Carrie, my wife, my partner, has actually taught me, that when we change, when we transform, when we grow, when we learn something, especially in this wake-up process, the actual journey goes almost in reverse. Well, you unravel and you go through the twists, you go through the dark turns, you go through the woundings and all of your negative experiences, just enough to shed light on it, and voila, there's transformation, just like a butterfly. That we know that in order to transform, literally eats their own shit. I've heard that recently. And every time I think that I've grown and changed, I come face to face with another layer where I'm still trying to be someone, another layer where I am still operating from a place of ego, selfishness, and ultimately a place where I'm afraid. I'm afraid to be supported by my own truth. Today's podcast, my wife and I have been planning to come and do this show together, a show about going for what you want, going for what you really want. What does it look like? And we've had plans for at least a couple of weeks to come here. And of course, like every good plan, things change. Not only we have a kid at home, we are also going through so much of the changes together. We are transforming together. We are literally growing, going through so much. Like the depth of what it means to be in partnerships, what it means to go for what you want in partnership. That at this point, we are planning to come next week and do the show. So today, I've decided to be able to speak to the process of going for what you want from the male perspective, but more specifically, like the lonesome warrior perspective. Because for me in my life, I've always thought that I ultimately have to do everything myself. I've spent most of my life, regardless of any partners, whether they were business or romantic, in the essence, essentially, I focused on doing the work on my own, doing my own stuff. And even though I've had up to 7 business partners at some point, and we worked together for years, I didn't really understand partnership. I didn't really understand what it's like to work together. I can't say that I do right now. I can say that I am having more experience with partnership now than ever before. And I'm just in the beginning of it. So I figured today's show, I could talk what it's been like for me. What it's been like for me as, you know, as a male, as a father, as a partner, as a teacher, as a someone who really, really looked up to and still do in many ways to the American dream, to the dream of being free, to the dream of having the luxury, the privilege of choosing and making choices and knowing that there is many possibilities that are available, and yet the growth, the transformation, the learning comes especially in this country in such a backwards way sometimes. Maybe it's everywhere, but over here I've been experiencing that in order to really go for what you want, in order to go for what you truly desire, it does take the shattering of your reality, the shattering of preconceived notions, unlearning so much of what you have been taught, and most importantly, holding strong, really navigating the resistance, especially when your ideas or your desires or your wants go against traditional norms. And I know that so many of us right now, so many of us who feel the urge, feel the itch to grow, to change, to go beyond the self-help books, beyond the shamanic journeying, not that there's anything wrong with all of it, but beyond just the learning, beyond just paying your bills, beyond just getting by, beyond just hanging in there, beyond the not bad answer, and to truly thrive, to be in charge in a way of your own destiny, because you know that you are going for what you have been dreaming about since you were young. Whether you know it or not, you know that there is a process in which we do, you do, I do, remember who you are.
And I think it's people now are at that point where they want the promise, right? I mean, all these transformational systems, all these transformational programs out there, they all promise a better life. They all promise a more empowered life. They all promise something better. And I think it's just people have gotten to the point where, okay, like, where is it? Let's have it now.
So what's the problem? The problem is with the promise. What we have been promised, right. What we have been promised, or what we choose to believe has so much to do with other people's ideas for us.
Right.
You know, what I'm learning is this, that going for what you really want is almost like a three-act story.
Okay.
You know, you have the uncovery process where you're discovering. You're discovering what it is that you actually want.
Right.
And then you have the experience itself when you go for it. You go for what you want. And then that is about resilience. It's about standing strong. And may I say, we used to call it as when we were kids, we talk about it sometimes. And we would talk about other people's problems, especially ones who we believe have already made it. Mm-hmm. Ones we believe that have gone through it, they've done it. And we used to say, that's rich people problems. Right? So the third act in this going for what you want is rich people problems, and it's more of a metaphor, but we always wish for it. We always think that one day we want to have it.
Right.
And let me tell you, it's a real thing, because
sure,
most of us have such deeply rooted, I'll talk about myself. You know, I have such deeply rooted ideas I've had about what it means to go for what you want, what it means to be successful, what it means to really be, to have freedom, to be in charge of your life, that there is a very, very deep and emanating too good to be true syndrome that happens, and we don't really enjoy our life. So even though so much of what we go for actually manifests in our life, most of the time we recreate the same problems, we recreate the same issues, and we find ourselves in the same chaos.
Right.
I am 36 years old, and I definitely I'm experiencing the most and the closest I've ever been to my personal goals and desires, going for what I want, teaching, sharing, inspiring. And at the same time, I have the same drama, the same issues in so many areas as I've had 10 years ago before making all the changes.
Right.
So, and I know so many of us are in the same boat. So many of us, we are doing so much better than we did before, and yet so much of the same patterns keep coming back.
Right, but
and
I think the difference though is how you're responding and showing up now is different than you did 10 years ago. You know, it's something you said to me, I don't know, a year and a half ago, maybe, mm-hmm. that someone asked you, you know, does it get any better? And you said, no, but you do.
Right. It's a good reminder.
So, you know, life is still life, but now you're showing up in a better way.
And we rarely see that, though, so I'm glad I'm doing the show with you.
To remind you.
Now, well, it's kind of funny because Carrie coming on the show next week is more than just Carrie coming on the show. We've been together now for 7 years this weekend. And I'll just be honest, it's been 7 years to get to the point where we are feeling more like partners now than we've ever before. Mm-hmm. Without much experience of that, I mean, we have a son together, we have homes together, we have we've got 7 years under our belt, but we've been kind of individual operations. She's been, you know, the mother taking care of the house. You know, she fell into a lot of the same roles as I would never.
The traditional roles.
The traditional roles, even though as a enlightened as I am. And it's the last thing I thought that I would recreate. Right. The truth is, she fell into the traditional role, and I acted in many ways in the traditional role of a man that keeps my own reality and protects her from the hard things and, you know, everything that I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And it actually, over 7 years, it created a lot more disconnection than I would ever think I would find myself in, especially in this mature, enlightened space that I would like to be.
Right.
So there is definitely a transition that's happening, and I can say the thing that's getting us the closest together, Carrie and I, that is me being super honest about what it is that I really want, what it is that I am really attracted to, what it is that I'd like to explore. And, you know, having those type of, it's more than a conversation, because it's months and months and months of discussions and deep work together. And getting to these vulnerable places are so terrifying and so scary. Yet when they happen, there is such a real turn on that happens between both of us that I have never experienced before.
Mm.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Are you concerned about epilepsy, autism, or diabetes? Are you interested in alternative treatments, the impact of health, or new therapies? Then tune into my show, Frank About Health. I'm Frank Harrison, the host. Tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc, where you learn more about these illnesses, treatments, the social impacts, and create a dialogue with each other. That's Frank About Health, Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Know you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dreams. till your soul is released. Know you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dream.
Remembering who you are is all about connection. When you forget, when humans forget who we are, and therefore is all the chaos that we are experiencing on this earth, it really is a lack of connection. Lack of connection to Mother Earth, lack of connection to ourselves, lack of connection to life itself. And so much, there is such deep work that needs to happen individually and as in partnerships. Romantic, business, and everything in life is a relationship, that it really is, it's mind-boggling, earth-shattering type of conversations that have always transformed me from one reality to the next, from a place of feeling like I am constipated creatively, financially, spiritually, to a place where I feel supported, I feel connected, I know that I'm not alone. And those have always happened through vulnerability, through the hard conversations. And I find myself having a lot of those in my life. I mean, it could be, you know, wanting to from leaving religious schools at a young age, or not wanting to go to college, or starting new businesses and all of that, what that means, or selling my businesses. There's so many things that I basically know two things that are really true for me in all these years about going for what you want. Okay, and then we can break some of that down. But there's, I know what works and I know what doesn't work. What works is spaced action. Action, but spaced. Taking an action, making a new move, and then give it space. Mm. It's very critical to understand that. Sometimes we take actions from a frantic place. We got to change. Things got to move. We do things fast. We take the action. We send the email. We book the space. We take the course, whatever it may be. We break up, whatever it may be. And then instead of giving it space, we just keep doing it. We keep going for another change and another change and another change. Another action, rather. Because every action is change. It takes a lot of courage and guts to give things space. And so that I know does work consistently. Just taking space between actions and being really, really like zen-like about it. Hmm. And then what doesn't work, even with all the spaced action, is a form of what I can call constricted communication, where you don't really say I'll talk about me. Where I didn't really say what I mean, what I feel, what I want. And with all these years, as an entrepreneur, as a teacher, as a partner, even as a father, my son is almost four, but I can already see the effects that it does have on him when I don't express myself fully. Oh. So now we say, well, it's so easy to say, you know, just express yourself fully, tell the truth. But what if your truth is deemed bad or negative, or you're afraid of hurting other people's feelings?
Right.
And that's where we get into the mess that we're all in and as a society, because we are trained to just tell bullshit every day. I mean, we really have different versions of ourselves, you know, to our wives, to our husbands, to our partners, to our coworkers, to our colleagues. And we all walk around literally thinking that no one knows what we're thinking. And yet at the same time, we are 100% sure that we know what other people think.
Right. Right. And sometimes we get so caught up in the bullshit, we don't even know what we really want. You know, even just getting to that first step of that clarity of like, what is it that we really authentically want in our lives? Not what society tells us. Not, oh yeah, I want the big house and fancy car and, you know, all this and that, all the bling bling. You know, the truth is, that doesn't turn on most people, yet we all act like, oh, you know, like that's what we want. And the truth is, that's not what lights up our souls.
So let's talk about that. So it's a three-act journey, right? Going for what you want. You got the discovery process. We have the actual experience. And then we have the resilience, which...
Right.
So let's talk about the discovery process, okay? Mm-hmm. Like you said, in order for us to go for what you want, we have to know what it is that we want. We need the clarity. However, before we get into this, let's get something clear. Speaking of clarity. Yeah. It's a long process. It's a journey. It's a real journey to know what you love, especially in our society. Because knowing what you want is ultimately knowing what makes you happy, knowing what turns you on, knowing what you love, as you know, what fulfills you, what provides you meaning, that makes you feel like you're a human being that's contributing to this community of humans. Knowing what gives you goosebumps, knowing what it is that you can go to sleep at night knowing that you made a difference. It's not enough to watch a couple of documentaries and get excited and say, this is what I want to do. It's a long journey. Now, some people are born with it. Some people know it. I don't know. I feel like it's a mix. I think we all have hints along the way. We all, life continues to send us into places where we have the opportunity to experience what it is that we're here to learn, what it is that we're here to teach, what it is that we're here to contribute. Yet most of the time we don't pay attention. So we experience constant change and constant shifting, hopefully with the idea that we pay attention and say, hey, there is a pattern here. You know, what if I actually am starting to believe, and this is, could be pretty different, that there's no such thing as self-sabotage.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
Well,
why not?
What if everything is really life's autocorrect?
Aha.
You know, we have this fear that we, you know, we're self-sabotaging. But what if, really, think about it. What if every time you self-sabotage is because you're not telling the truth to yourself, to people around you? There's something, you are not on course, you're not on path.
Okay.
And I can face my own, you know, my own journey in my life and realize that every time I've done something or did something that I wouldn't do again, or there was a negative experience, I always not just learned, but hopefully changed.
Yeah.
So self-sabotage is, you know, this very magical way of life itself showing us that we are here to do something specific. And not just that, we're here to learn something specific. See, what's the point of, you know, so life is made up of this good, raw, pure, loving energy that also has the opposite of just the ability to destroy and basically kill itself. Now, what's the point of life if it didn't split up into, if it continues to split up and continues to long for itself, so together we can create something new, that's something that's not here. There is something that we are trying to create as human beings. There is something that we as life itself are really building towards. And while it does begin with the individual work, it's only to the point where we can partner up together and create something. So there's this big process of uncovery, discovery of what it is that you want, because ultimately, the moment we do experience some of that clarity, the moment we do realize some of these patterns, what happens next naturally is a process of sharing. It's a process of creating. It's a process of engagement. And I mean, you can see it in your own life. Anytime you were really, really, really happy, whether something really good happened to you or you achieved something, whatever it may be, the most natural tendency is to share it. The most natural tendency is to celebrate it with others.
Right.
It's what we do.
Right.
And it's so important. It really is important for us to give each other space. So if you don't really know what you want, okay, if you're one of those people who, I don't know what I want, I don't know what my purpose is, I don't know what my passion is, but you have a deep desire to find out, then consider this part of the journey your purpose. Consider the part of the discovery. When people tell me, I don't know what I want, I don't know what my purpose is, I always tell them, well, you do. It's discovering it. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. If you are in a place where you're learning, where you're searching, where you're seeking, you know, have reverence and awe for this, because this is where you learn the most. This is where you gain the most experience. It's when you think you know. It's when you think you have the clarity. That's when you have to watch out a little bit, because we usually have the tendency to be like, okay, finally, I'm home. I know what I want to do. I know what it is. And there's a tendency for us to stop growing.
Right.
So giving yourself space, giving yourself real space and patience, you know, there's a conscious discovery process. It's a conscious discovery process.
Right. And it's an evolving one too, because just because you may realize today, like, this is what I want to work at now, or this is where I want to focus my attention now, does not mean 2 years from now that it could turn into something completely different.
So it's a really good distinction, because I don't really use going for what I want too much in my life, that terminology, because I've been through so much stuff. I've been infatuated with so many ideas and projects and people that I've been around the block. Right. I know the human pattern. Right. However, certain things do stick. There are certain commonalities that are able to maintain my connection. So for me, I add the words to explore. Going for what I want to explore. Okay. You know, what it is that I want to explore. What it is that I want to experience. What it is that you want to try.
Right.
How do you want to learn? Through what action? Yeah. Through what experiences? Just giving yourself that permission. It's not about going for what you want as much as going for what you want to explore. Going for what your soul wants to discover through a certain kind of engagement, through a certain kind of project, a certain kind of relationship. It really comes down to engage, like a presence that's engaged with the world. So going for what you want to explore does take space. And you have to give it to yourself. And we're talking minimum, you know, 2-5 years. I know, it's hard to take that on. Yeah. But if you haven't taken that conscious journey on, like where you are consciously going on this journey where you see what makes you tick, what makes you happy. If you feel like you haven't had enough experiences where you are clear about the type of experiences you want to try out, just really, really take, you know, as kids, we have the time, but our parents don't give it to us, you know, in our culture. In our culture, we are being thrusted into knowing and getting and fitting in so quick that right now, most people need the time, the space, and the permission to not know and to explore what it is they want to explore.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
Are you looking for a show where people talk about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Well, then you have come to the right place, because the Rob and Callie Show is doing just that. For the last 10 years, Rob and I have been having our own version of Sunday morning therapy sessions on the phone, and now we're bringing it to the radio.
So tune in and call in live Wednesdays 8 to 8:30 on talkradio.myc.
And that's Eastern Standard Time, so join us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Beloved child, go out, spread light to the world. Be strong, be kind, be brave. It's all right to be afraid. Know that you are loved.
So the conscious discovery process, patience, presence, the ability to unlearn the conscious place where you're just literally gathering experiences just as a reference point. And I imagine that you know.
Right.
I guess that's what people do in school, right? Like they just gather experiences or learning experiences in order to use them later. But we have to do that in life too.
Right, right. Like just because you're out of class doesn't mean that you're still not learning new things to see. It's like, it's kind of like, do I like math or biology?
Right.
Same kind of deal.
So, you know, I've spent 30 years, at least 15 years, looking for it, like consciously discovering what it is that I like. And it was more of a sense of a remembering, because throughout all my projects, as you know, in technology and real estate and the personal development, working with other people, working on my own, hypnosis, NLP, whatever it is that I was studying and doing, I continuously saw the kind of things that made me happy, that gave me fulfillment. And it was only until I literally was like, okay, all right. Like it doesn't get, I get it. I see what it is that I want to do. And talking about, you know, at least a decade of consciously exploring, to then the next process is going for it.
Right.
Go ahead.
I just want one aha moment that I had after working 9 years in different companies and different situations for me was when I realized that who I worked with and the environment of what it was like was at certain points more important than the actual thing I was doing. That because there was one job where I didn't trust my boss. I hated the environment, but I was doing exactly what I wanted to do, but I couldn't stand it. I couldn't wait to get out of there. And then I looked back and I go, you know, when I was working this other place, I wasn't really doing what I wanted to do, but there was such camaraderie between the people I worked with that it made all the difference in the world to me. So it was a real big aha moment to me that sometimes the environment and the people are more important than what you're doing.
Well, you're getting to the basis of humanity, really, because we all go for self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how important it is to get to know ourselves, to get to know what you want. And there's no greater way of getting to know yourself than in relationship. Mm-hmm. So you were aware of the fact that you were learning about yourself through the people you were interacting with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an aha moment. It's really the reason why the sales split into two in the first place. Because it's almost like there is an intrinsic knowing that we split so we can look at each other to get to know about ourselves. It's this very, very sacred. See, relationships are always sacred because I know. And some people hear this and they're like, yeah, I heard it before. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I hear it all the time and I really disagree with you because it doesn't make sense. But I know deep inside that there is nothing outside of me. Yes, I have relationships, many, many different relationships with different people, many different types of relationships. And at the same time, they're all very deep reflections of my soul longing to be whole, longing for itself. My own child, my own partner, my own businesses, my own community, whatever it may be, there's a really, really deep sparks of the same light. And really noticing that all the relationships that I have are for the betterment of humanity as a whole, because I am learning about myself. I am discovering who I really am through my judgment, through my partnerships, through what I feel and think about anyone at any given time. It does take maturity, though. It does take maturity to have self-responsibility. Going for it, right? Going for what you want to do. I've spent the past 5 years or so trying different ways for me and trying different expressions and going for different messaging or really trying out what it is that I do naturally when I'm in front of people. What it is that I do automatically when I'm in front of either a group of people or one-on-one or just smaller groups or bigger groups or whatever it may be. Just because I've had the idea, just because that all of the discovery process, it came back to me again and again and again that what I'm here to do is work with people. What I'm here to do is inspire, enlighten, become a source of motivation, become be the source of a remembering of some kind that we are all connected. And world peace, quite frankly, is not just possible, but it's plausible. And it does begin with the recognition of the oneness of ourselves, of our own wounding, of our own compassion. And then, you know, starting to go for what you want is actually, it's like I said, going for it. It's a pretty tiring process because you keep learning about yourself.
Right.
You keep learning about yourself. It is, like I said, it's overwhelming when you're open. Maybe it's going to get to a point where it's easier because I'm learning more and more how to be honest, how to be open, how to not be afraid that my own truth and saying what I want to explore would get me in trouble, would get me excommunicated from the church, from the synagogue, from the community. Knowing deep inside that when I go for what I want, what I express, what I want to explore, it doesn't take anything from anyone else. Those are pretty tough subjects to really explore in our society right now, and it does take a sort of bravery, and it takes a sort of really deep personal dedication and commitment to personal growth, to the human evolution. And that the biggest, what I find, that when you go for what you want, when you are actually in the second act and you are trying on different things, The way to really discover your gift is to see how you handle your own guilt, your own shame, your own resistance. And that's something that most of us just in the past, we can say at least, we literally just disappear. You know, we go for something. I see it all the time. We go for something new. We launch a new business. We launch a new project. We put up a new meetup. We have a saloon or whatever it may be. Most of the time, we experience the pushback, or even worse, it's worse evolution-wise. We don't get the results we want. We don't get the feedback we want. And people just never talk about it again, including me.
Right.
How many things have I tried just once? And, you know, that's basically my inability to handle my own contradictions, to handle my own guilt, my own shame, whatever that means. You know, really, really holding a bigger vision for yourself takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a vision of change, when it's a vision of transformation, when it's a vision that pushes the envelope. I'm talking to all of you. You know, if you're listening to this show, you are a rebel rouser. You are a trickster. You are a wizard of sort. You are here to really shake things up. There is a need for this place where we throw flash grenades, you know, disruptors, right? That's what they call them. There's technology disruptors, there's consciousness disruptors, there's many kinds of disruptors, because sometimes we are so stuck in our patterns. Sometimes I know I am for so long that you don't really know what to do. You just know you keep getting the same result.
Right. And like the grooves get deeper and deeper and deeper. And it takes something massive to pull you out of it, or to wake you up, or to shock you into saying, oh, I got to stop this.
And I continuously pray. And one of the reasons that I continuously make changes, sometimes maybe too many, sometimes too fast, I totally get that. I don't always get positive. People around me sometimes get hurt by my action because it's fast. Sometimes it's too fast. Sometimes it's too, it brings up too many things. And at the same time, I know that I'd rather wake myself up than wait for the world to wake me up rudely. I don't want it to be my health.
Right.
I don't want to lose someone that I love. I don't want to experience trauma that is usually brought by life correcting itself. I definitely don't want to wait until, you know, quote, self-sabotage.
Yes.
I want to take proactive action, and it doesn't always look pretty, but I'm guided by my soul. I'm guided to a place where I know that in order to experience change, sometimes we have to force ourselves into change. So in order to really have some of the notes that I took for going for it process, it does take action, but it's spaced. Like we said, you go for things, but you give it time. You give it space. Clear communication is the key. And you can't really expect to always have clear communication because things get clear to you once you experience. So much of our learning, so much of our lessons, that's why it's what it is that you want to explore. You know, burn that into your consciousness. Going for what you want is going for what you want to explore. If you promise yourself to clearly communicate or honestly communicate, authentically communicate as often as you have the courage to, it's hard for us to think that we're always going to do it. It's hard to think that we're always going to be honest. There are certain things sometimes we're literally not ready for. We ourselves, we're not ready for, because we know how many things that if you went around and you told everybody everything, you actually, it wouldn't be good for you. Maybe it'd be good for you because spiritually the world will support you. But we have to be able to handle the change ourselves. We have to be able to stretch our own rubber band just enough so it doesn't rip.
I've
always wanted to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. But it hasn't been very realistic.
Yes, but truth without compassion can be cruel, is a quote I heard a long ago, and it's burned into my mind.
Okay, so what do you got to tell me?
Because, yes, telling truth all the time may sound like a good thing, but is it the compassionate thing? And sometimes being compassionate means not having to tell your whole truth right away. I'm not saying you have to lie. I'm not saying you have to hide your truth. But, you know, maybe you do things slowly, a step at a time. Make sure that, you know, who you're communicating with is open to what you're about to tell them before you, you know, go for the full Monty, as they say.
Listen, there is such a thing. Too much light does blind people.
Right.
We know that. Now, it's not an excuse to lie and to bullshit, but it's a real invitation to discover that as the world is changing and we ourselves are discovering our truths more and more, just because we learn something doesn't mean the whole world can handle it in the same way we do.
Right.
We are the ones that are making the change. We are the frontier, or as my mother would say, we are the last ones to remember. And it's important to know that as you go for it, there's a big piece about trusting your experience. There is you have to modify and refine things all the time. And again, telling the truth is such a key component that I'll be honest, speaking of telling the truth, I don't know what it's like. I haven't really experienced a life where I am radically honest with everyone around me. And I definitely look forward to see what that's going to do to the next part of my life.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Know you are love. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dream. Till your soul is released. Know you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dreams.
And we're back. So what works is space, taking action, cultivating presence, cultivating authentic and honest communication. What doesn't work is hurrying up, acting from a sense of fear, being frantic, and not telling the truth. Even though we need to space it sometimes, and even though we can't tell all of the truth, we ultimately need to tell all of the truth to ourselves.
That's the most important thing.
That's for sure. You need to know where you're holding yourself back. Right. You need to know where you feel like the world is not ready for you, and yet at the same time, you will not experience the magic and the blessings and the miracles that you believe that you want. Because even if you're holding the truth, especially, you know, believing that the world is not ready, yada, 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 there is real truth to it, and know that there is no inside or outside. So whatever we are holding to ourselves, whatever light we are not willing to share with the world because we make the decision what is right and what is wrong and what is too much and what is too little, we are affecting our own way, our own ability to fully shine and fully express ourselves. So that's a very, very personal journey. And, you know, I'm exploring things in my life that I actually never thought I would. I don't know if about never, but definitely growing up, I never thought that I would. I grew up watching romantic comedies my whole life, at least secretly as a religious kid. I never thought that I, you know, to be a spiritual teacher, a community builder, a rabbi without religion in New York City, you know, having a partner, my wife, having a kid that's about to turn 4, and also knowing that one of the main conversations at home is open relationships, dynamic intimacy, going for what you want, having sexual connections with other people. Like, what? this is not what I was raised with, and yet those are very important topics for me to explore, discuss, and share because they're real for me, they're true for me. I also find them very true for most men I come in touch with and in contact with, but we'll save that for next week's show when Carrie comes on.
And you get the female perspective.
Well, it really is a partnership. This is not about the man or the woman doing what they want. This is about a reverence and an appreciation for each other and what it really means to have love for one another, what it really means to hold space for each other, and what it really means to allow the other person to go for what they want to explore without the guilt, shame, without making it bad, and without thinking that we know exactly where we're going. But the space, the compassion, like you said, the permission to bring up anything and everything, the permission to explore fantasies, the permission to really and truly explore all of the facets of the, because we as humans, we are so complex. There's so many layers, there's so many realms. I've always refused to believe that there is right and wrong. And I mean, there definitely is consequences. There definitely is, you either hurt, you know, you can take actions that hurt people and you can take actions that do not show full care. But it's not in the traditional sense. What I'm talking about is really what is the potential of a human being? What is our capacities driving us to? And it's been a ride. It's been a real, real journey to be a man, in this world, to definitely until now I have felt that I have had to maintain a separate reality in my own self. As much as I would say that it's not, and I am consolidating all my versions, I have still spent so much of my life just feeling like if I talk to my wife about this, that she would be threatened. If I talk to my community about this, I would look at as, you know, whatever it may be, whatever the projections may be. And I'm really realizing that in order for me, Aria, to go to the next place in my life, to go to a place where I'm not just paying my bills, I'm not just owning a small business, and I'm not just content with you know, living. If I truly want to make a change that's lasting, if I truly want to work towards, for me, the goal is world peace through inner peace. It really is knowing what it is that you love through exploring what it is that I love, through being honest what it is that turns me on, through being honest what it is that I wish that I could explore if there was no way to do it wrong. And those are the places that you can't do alone. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my partner. I wouldn't be talking about this stuff if I didn't experience unconditional love and such spaciousness that literally opens, you know, it's been opening up my heart, it's been opening up my world, and that I only hope and pray to be able to pay forward, repay, and hold the same space for her, people in the community, and the rest of the world. The world does need some examples of what it's really like to be in true partnerships, not a place where is the safety and security and doing the right thing is morals and virtue and whatever society came up with in order to keep it safe. That isn't the only way. There is an entirely different and new and expanded reality where we really truly let each other be ourselves fully. And that does mean a lot of awkward moments. That does mean a lot of really, really hard conversations. And what I find, so that's what we talked about the first segment. Mm-hmm. I have yet to have a vulnerable, real vulnerable conversation that I stayed with and I continue to hold the space for and not experience world in life-changing transformations. I have definitely many times been honest, explored something new, and backed out and said, whoa, 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 I don't like this answers. I don't like what it's doing to the other person. I don't like how they're feeling. And I would say, I'm backing out. Forget it. It's all good. I'm wrong. This is stupid. I want, you know. And Carrie has been really the first one in my life that's been holding it for me. And when I do go into vulnerable situations and share some really deep truths and I go back to try to back out, she goes, whoa, you can't back out. You just can't back out. This is something you keep talking. This is something you keep talking about. She has actually told me times again and again, I don't trust you backing out. Like, I don't really believe what you're saying, because if you keep saying something and right, something keeps coming up, and it's only fear that has you back out, then let's really explore. And, you know, as I said, this is more of a preview for next week's show. Right. I'm truly excited about, working with her closely in general. It's been, you know, we talk about partnerships, we talk about being together, but as I said, so much of our life has been apart. Me playing the role of the man in the house, consciously or unconsciously, and her playing the home taker, the whatever it is, the traditional roles. And we are coming together and saying, we want more. We want more from each other. We want more from our lives. We want more than just playing out these traditional roles. And we're not afraid. We're not afraid to be afraid. We're not afraid to take real risks. We're not afraid to go places where most people in our society would feel like you could never come back from. And these places are very, very, very thrilling and exciting and scary. And I really, really hope that you find the courage to tell yourself the truth, the courage to realize that there is some stuff that you want to explore in your life, in your career, in your relationships. You ought to at least admit it. So you know that the reason why you're not experiencing fulfillment, joy, and the true American dreams, the place where we are creating our own reality, when we do, we are in charge, or at least we have a partnership with life on our destiny, it lies really after making those tough decisions, after admitting those places in you that you want to explore. And I know how difficult it is, especially for people stuck in situations, relationships, organizations, jobs, religions, that, you know, you really feel like if you were to express yourself, if you were really to say, here is what I want to explore, you would be unsafe, you would be kicked out, you'd be thrown out. Well, sometimes it's what you really need. And sometimes, actually most of the time, when we speak the truth, when we tell ourselves the truth, I promise you, the world does nothing but truly, truly reorient itself to support you, to take care of you. Because when you tell the truth, when you express your raw, authentic self, life is harmonious. Life thrives. Life thrives on your truth. This is Aria, Being Community Radio, and we will talk and share and love each other next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you concerned about epilepsy, autism, or diabetes? Are you interested in alternative treatments, the impact of health, or new therapies? Then tune into my show, Frank About Health. I'm Frank Harrison, the host. Tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc, where you learn more about these illnesses, treatments, the social impacts, and create a dialogue with each other. That's Frank About Health, Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.